ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy, X-Fair.
And this is your boy, Oski.
In the mix.
In the mix. Tell him, Merc.
Guys, it's your boy, Merc. We are here back with another episode. One of our first live video recorded episodes that we have for you guys.
That's right, guys. Yeah. All of you who tuned in us.
Welcome to the WBM podcast, a.k.a. Weedy Banter Media.
That's right, guys. You are here with us tonight.
Yes. So you're going to catch us do one of... What's our first topic, guys?
We're going to talk about Warrior.
That's right.
Just hit Netflix. It used to be a Cinemax series. It was on HBO Max for a little while, but new to Netflix.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, so I'm going to break down this movie I saw. It's called L.A. Confidential. It's on Netflix. It has legendary actors. You'll know when I name them.
Yes, and I'm actually going to break down our explicit topic for the end of the episode.
We always do, baby.
Stay tuned and you'll see what we guys are talking about. Here we go.
Hit it. So what we got going on this week?
Welcome, everybody, to one of our first video episodes. You know,
cheers to that.
It's been a long time coming. We are still audio first. Podcast.
That's right.
But you get to see my pretty face, your boy X-Fed.
Your boy Oski, as always.
And of course, it's your boy Merc.
That's right, guys.
Now you can put a face to the boys.
A face to the voice.
Hopefully, we meet all your expectations. Anyway.
Same thing, same concept. You know us. We're going to be bushing around, talking some shit. You know, so spark your blunts, pour your whiskeys, drink your beer.
It is what it is.
That is what it is, guys.
Yeah, if you can't watch us, you know, turn the audio on and play the video game Helldivers. I'm pretty sure everybody's playing that. I wish I could.
Because you got to do what you can for democracy.
That's right. If not, League of Legends, get salty.
Power World, bro. Everybody's going off in Power World right now.
That's right. Power. What's the name of that Pokemon
that
game?
So
that's
January.
It, Power World. Yeah.
That is so January, sir.
Yeah. So January. Oh,
man,
bro.
I would be still playing that game. That
bro,
game
they made
cool.
Like $1 billion off of the game. It's like 12 people, if that.
Like the fact that the staff couldn't keep up with how much the game was.
Man,
making.
I bet.
Yes. It was crazy.
Pokemon with guns, bro. That's all you had to say, bro.
I mean.
That's all you had to say.
Yeah. And Pokemon tried to sue, but they got away with it, you know. So anyway, digressing. So that's, make sure you guys are tuning in and listen to us.
Speaking of anime or Eastern cultures.
Yes. Let's go into our first
this
topic.
How we, remember how we segue? Remember how we segue?
This is a slow left
remember
turn.
Remember how we segue, bro?
All right. So we're going to talk about Warrior, a series that is now on Netflix. You can catch it on Netflix now, but really it was an HBO Max original. But originally, before that, seasons 1 and 2 were actually on Cinemax.
Cinemax. Oh, yeah. Here I thought it was in HBO.
No, it was in Cinemax. Oh, okay. Seasons 1 and 2 were on Cinemax. Yeah. Premium Cable's channel.
Yeah.
It wasn't that big.
Yeah.
Cinemax actually backed out of the original content.
Oh.
So they actually canceled all their series. So when they canceled the series, HBO Max picked up Warrior and they did season 3.
Nice. Oh, shit. That's cool.
The series is now canceled again.
Oh.
But surprisingly, it's streaming on Netflix, which means that it could possibly Netflix could pick up a 4th season. We never know.
Maybe Yahoo Streaming will pick it up.
Yahoo Streaming. one of the big streaming shows. It's funny to see an HBO Max original on Netflix.
Yes, I can imagine. Mm. Yeah. It's like catching Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, like catching Game of Thrones on Netflix. Yeah.
But like the name implies, you know, Warrior, it's pretty much about martial arts, right? But
what's the setting? It's pretty much about martial arts. What would be the setting? It's in the late 1800s. I'm not sure what year.
Yeah. What's that of the U.S.?
San Francisco. It's based in San Francisco and it's based in Chinatown.
So who originally wrote this story?
So the concept and the treatment of it was originally like set up by Bruce Lee.
Oh, really?
Bruce Lee was actually going around pitching this TV show back in the 70s.
Oh, shit. I remember that.
He was pitching the show back in the 70s. He just couldn't get it approved back then. Yeah. Back then,
Sugi, could you look up the notes?
Back then, it was supposed to be a show called just titled Assam, which is the name of the main character.
Oh.
Which is, he comes from China. He's looking for his sister. I'm not going to give too much spoilers, but he's a guy immigrating from China looking for his sister in San Francisco.
And like in the turn of the century, like 1800s, and like at the turn of the century?
Turn of the century, like late 1890s.
It was like mass migration coming to California.
Oh, shit. That's crazy,
whenever.
Man.
You know, they're talking a lot, in the show, they talk a lot about the Exclusion Act that's about to get passed at the turn of the century. Chinese labor is like really cheap. So that's one of the really big concepts of the show, how there's a whole Irish faction that's trying to get jobs and, the companies only want to pay, cheap labor to the Chinese
prices and stuff,
instead of hiring American, labor workers.
Damn, sounds like the products I buy today.
Yeah, yeah, dude. There's a lot of like
references,
parallels to name.
Dang, like, so Bruce Lee was really like talking like.
That's why nobody wanted to greenlit it, bro.
A lot of the rhetoric, a lot of the rhetoric and the hate and the racism against Chinamen and Chinese people in the show.
Yeah, the show. Understandable. Yeah,
they show it, and there's a lot of parallels to today. Yeah. You know how immigrants are hated and how they're like treated as second class citizens or not even citizens. So there's a lot of parallels to real world immigration and all the discrimination. That being said, the show's about martial arts.
because you planted the baseline because like it's very hard base, but let's get into like the nitty gritty. So like, what do you mean like martial arts?
Well, of course, the main character is a martial arts expert. Yeah. So when he gets to San Francisco, they eventually have him join a Tong, which is a Chinese gang. Is the word for a Chinese gang?
Oh, like the triad, but in the U.S. or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
they call them Tongs.
That tongue.
Yeah.
Sorry. Like, shout out Cisco.
It's like the.
Thank you, sir.
American classic. That shit's gonna be in the museum one day.
It is, bro, on repeat. You can't be here listening to American classical music.
Let me sing
that. Sorry. Anyway.
He joins a gang. He joins the Chinese mob. He joins the Tong, and he basically has to fight his way through it. And of course, they have to fight the cops, and they have to fight the other Tongs. His sister turns out to be one of the other Tongs.
Oh shit, that's actually crazy.
So there's a lot of infighting between the gangs in Chinatown.
No infighting.
There's fighting with the cops. There's fighting with there's one of the gangs that's actually made of like descendants, or like it says on there, the Funghai are descendants from Genghis Khan.
Dang, that's tight.
That's violent. Hard.
That's a bar.
That's a really violent gang that they're fighting.
Damn.
And then he gets into it with the some of the other characters, include like the mayor of the city. So the main character gets with the mayor's wife. It's, you know, your classic premium cable television show.
Damn. What? Damn, bro.
I gotta see they tone it down, because you know, like those premium cable TV shows, like they're kind of campy and they just throw random sex scenes for no reason.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so, HBO was notorious.
So the first two seasons, it's like...
just random tits.
It's just campy and random tits everywhere. Like, but once it got to HBO Max, it took them a whole lot more serious.
That's cool, man.
Let's get back to the plot.
Let's get back to the plot.
Tits are great, but let's get back to the plot.
Matter of fact, a lot of plot lines, once it got to HBO Max, a lot of plot lines were kind of thrown out. So there were characters that were kind of thrown out. But one character, one bad guy that was teased at the end of season one, he was at the very end of the teaser, right? And all throughout the season, you don't see this guy. And on the very last episode, he shows up and he just stabs one of the main characters.
Oh, and they just
leave him to dead on the streets. Spoilers, but I'm not giving you the names. So.
But just expect it's the unexpected.
Just expect the unexpected.
That's crazy.
Yeah, man. And there's a lot of, the cops are main characters too. So you see a lot of the main characters in every faction.
And did it break down like the martial arts, the style of martial arts?
Not really, man. They don't really get into
it. They just fucking start booting.
I mean, there's the main character, and there's like one other character in one of the rival Tongs that's a badass at it. But you see the training montages. You know, he's training with the nunchucks.
Ah, shit.
And he's doing the Bruce like Lee poses.
Ooh, like the go.
You know, he's doing the Bruce Lee poses, and you see a lot of.
Is he doing the what? Yes.
Wushu, yeah.
He's doing a lot of Kaioken. He's doing a lot of reading poses, you know?
Yeah, the original Kaioken, he's right.
And a lot of the, you know, the face-offs.
Yeah.
Come on, bro, face off with me, bro.
I can feel your power.
I love the Bruce Lee face.
It's like even their fingers are like hard. Yeah. You know?
So a lot of that, but they don't break up the martial art.
They don't break it down.
They don't sit there and talk about the technique.
Okay.
But the guy goes, you know, they do show like him fighting against different styles.
That's cool.
Because he fights the main Irish character.
I just start boxing.
And that motherfucker is just big and he's just a boxer. And they pit the boxing style versus the street style versus the kung fu.
Damn.
It's Kung Fu.
Kung Fu.
Texas Fu is.
There's one character that was a badass with a gun with one of those rifles that you.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Those are badass.
You know how they could, like.
Let's say you cock it.
Twirl it all.
Yeah.
Cock it one handed, and then he's like.
Yeah, sick.
So there's a little bit of gun fu action there. That's sick. Texas fu action. He's actually from Georgia.
Hey, close enough.
So there's a whole storyline about a character from the South. But yeah, man, really good. I really hope Netflix picks it up for a four season.
Let's go Netflix. Damn, don't be slacking. Man.
Don't be slacking, Netflix.
Don't be slacking, Netflix.
So cast that shit on Netflix. Watch it on Netflix so it gets a little view. So Netflix knows that we won a four season.
Hell yeah.
You speak season three ends in a big cliffhanger. Like, it wasn't like, okay, we're going to get canceled. Let's wrap this up. No, it was like,
let's leave it for a fourth. Somebody will pick us up.
Somebody help.
Help.
I guess they never thought that we were going to get canceled.
Yeah, so they set it up for a big season three.
But maybe. HBO Max, once they got bought out and now they're just Max.
Yeah.
They actually canceled a lot of the shows without notice.
Well, you know what's crazy is that, you know, they didn't get canceled. Their company got bought out. And, you know,
yeah, the company got bought out and they just like, that's, you know, dropped a different it. Direction.
Yeah.
Again, the show is based on writings from Bruce Lee. So you can read about it today. Bruce Lee's daughter, or like the Shannon Lee, is talking about how she's just happy that the show got, you know,
picked up.
Yeah,
picked up. Period.
Show.
Yeah,
and she's hoping that it gets picked up for another season because there's so much more of Bruce Lee's writings that they could adapt into storylines for the show.
Dang.
Which to me, I think it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
And you can see a lot of influences on the show from a lot of Bruce Lee's work.
So, that's really fucking cool.
A lot of references.
So it's on Netflix right now?
It's on Netflix right now. Okay. Of course, you can watch it on HBO Max.
Go check it out on Netflix right, guys.
You know, because Netflix be coming out with some bangers, bro. Like, usually I was on Netflix. This is my segue, by the way, guys. No, man. Speaking of Netflix and abuse of minorities, saw this movie. I saw this movie called L.A. Confidential. Man, it's just like in your face, like, hey, classic. Come watch this classic. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
That's an old movie, though.
Yeah, exactly. From the 1995. I was like, whatever. I never seen it. Right. It's based on this novel. It's the same guy that wrote The Black Dahlia, about a murder mystery that happened in California. So most of these are like those neo noir, like Beat It Toots. You know, this town is based on the 40s. But everything takes like, but this dude loves LA. So this guy takes like 1940s, 1950s. Like, I don't know. They kind of like to show you like, this is what LA looked like before, you know, everybody took over. Because you saw pictures of like George Bush. He lived in Compton, you know. And just imagine Bush had
Compton,
right? but Compton isn't what Compton was today, I mean, right?
Not in the 50s, right?
So they show this movie. So the movie's called LA Confidential, and they talk about Los Angeles, especially becoming, it was growing to become a booming city. Because back in those days, today, if you mention Los Angeles, bro, it's up there with Paris, London, Shanghai, Los Angeles. What do these cities have in common?
It's one of the biggest cities in the U.S.
Wealth, money's there. Wealth, money, power.
This is where Hollywood
fame,
is at.
Fortune.
Right?
One man found it all.
And then I imagine it's the 50s, right, when Hollywood's becoming Hollywood. Because the 20s, the movie started, right? But now it's like, you know, Marilyn Monroe, you know, Jimmy, whatever his name is, Elvis, you know, all those actors. So everybody.
Technical difficulty.
Yeah, isn't it? So everybody in the mamas is enticed to come to California to make it.
Everybody wants to migrate to California.
And so the movie focuses.
Where you make it.
And so the movie focuses on LA Confidential.
They still have the American dream back there.
Oh, good old days.
We'll talk about that in just a second. I promise you. Because it does talk about.
Let me not get political.
No. It talks about that in specific because the novel focuses on three corrupt cops, right? One of them is Gladiator Russell Crowe, right? He's the first. He's more corrupt in the sense of like, if he's like a pedophile, right? Or a man abusing a woman, you know, he doesn't arrest them. He shoots them or beats them on the stop, right?
Right.
The second one is more like Glamour. Like, the crime is real, but he won't arrest them unless the media is there. Because he wants to like, hey, I'm that cop. Don't tune in tonight. And that's the American dream. Because besides the dream of becoming famous, there's also fame of like cops, bad boy, what you do, right? So he wants to become that cop. The third one is my favorite because he's corrupt politically, but not corrupt in the sense of like he will step on the right toes and put people on the bus so he can go higher. But they're all corrupt in a sense, in a certain sense of way.
Damn.
Right, so like in the movie, just like imagine, like, you know, everything becomes sensationalized, even till it comes like arresting like the big guy. So when they arrest Al Capone, right, it become like a new sensation. The movie starts off like, hey, well, they arrested the big mob guy in Los Angeles, and they even make a big spectacle about it. Since then, there has been like increased murder rates. Drug trafficking, it's like there is no head honcho anymore.
Right, King of the Pirates, Goldie Rogers.
There's a power vacuum in the city.
Exactly.
We gotta take care of it, Chief.
And so like the movie focuses on that.
It's a good movie premise. I see it. Mike, directed by Michael
Bay. Have you seen those TikToks where it's like old-timey music?
Yeah. Yes.
Today's where I crack the case, Rosalind.
That happens. That happens. Yes, that
driving
happens.
Through the city, watching the city lights, thinking about the case.
Exactly.
While smoking a dub.
That's right. In those 1940 cars, you know, with the nice seats. Yeah, absolutely. So they show that throughout the movie. They show that throughout the movie. They show exactly that what he's talking about, everything like that.
All those, but they're cliches now, but when the movie was made, they weren't cliches.
Peak cinema.
But these are all based on novels. So these are like cliche novels, like, you know, but yeah, absolutely. Everything takes place based on the business card, WBM podcast, right? So the thing is, it's like,
I mean, it's that whole style, that noir style. I mean, it's a very specific style of writing fiction.
Yeah,
where like it's in the noir style, it's like everything is bigger than you're expecting. Like this thing goes to the top. Yeah. Is that what I'm saying? That's the cliche.
It's all the way
to the top, right? So what does the top mean? Well,
the more I climb the ladder, the more I waddle in the shit.
Perfect. That was great. That was great. Bar by bar, bro. Beat it, toots. You know.
Beat it, toots.
And that's exactly what we're trying to find. Without beating the plot, right? But we're trying to say, what is that, you know, higher echelon, right? Like, what is that? What's going on? Let's take it back to our cop, Russell Crowe, right? The one that beats people up because you beat other people up.
Right, that's
what he sees. Just exactly what Tico said. Driving through his house, like, thinking about the case. But what he notices is women beat up by purple noses, you know, that purple under their eyes. Like, he sees that all over town. He's like, what's going on? The other guy, the corrupt fame, right? He finds drugs everywhere. Now, drugs back in the 50s is like an ounce, where today is like what you can pick up at HEB, right? But in the 50s, it's a different, it's a different thing, right?
HEB, for those of us that
and
don't
he's
know.
The one that finds
it's a grocery store in Texas.
It's Walmart, you know, it's worldwide. There you go.
Way down yonder in the chain.
And he finds these cars that says like anything you want, anything you desire, right? So he's like, what is it? Drugs, right? And eventually the last one is like, who is the one, the political cop, who is the one handling all this stuff, right? Now here's the part that I'm not gonna destroy any plot of the story, but there were some scary scenes. Now the scary scene is like what everybody, you know, you hear, I hate to do this because we did get political earlier, but it's like, oh, Hollywood this, Hollywood that, you know, they groom you, they do that. Now, what if you are a rich man, right? Let's just hypothetically, I have money, right? And let's just hypothetically, I'm a councilman in a certain state and I invest in certain Hollywood movies. And through the money I get, I can get anything I want. What if I'm like, you know, I'm craving a certain Hollywood actress, but I can't get the Hollywood actress?
Right.
Well, you know, there's a certain person from nowhere, Nashville, that has hopes and dreams. If I fix her up a little bit, she'll look just like Marilyn Monroe. And I'll promise her the moon and the stars to be in the next movie, because I could be like, sweetheart, you look just like Marilyn Monroe. I got you the movie. And then, but what if it's a guy? He's like, hey, I want to be an actor. This guy looks like a young, you know, Elvis Presley. So this is the same thing, right? And then you heard, hey, guy, this guy's a producer. You know, I'm going to introduce you. Hey, man, this guy's a musician. This guy's the composer. This guy put $10 million on the last movie. I'm going to let you talk. There's security guards outside. Don't worry. Everything's going to be all right. I'm going to let you two just hang out. I know you want this movie. Want to be Elvis Presley? So they show that in the movie. What do you know?
And it's crazy that Hollywood hasn't changed in like 70 years.
In 70 years. These poor people from nowhere, Arizona.
That's still
nowhere.
Going on. As dark as it is, it feels like that's still going on to this
what
day.
What if this popular guy likes a Shirley Temple? What do you do then? Anything you want?
Yeah.
But who's going to miss this person? And they show that
I'm
in
saying,
the movie.
Sometimes Didi wants to play.
They show that in the movie.
Come on, Cat.
It's
come
crazy.
On, come on, Cat.
And that's the thing. And that's where, like, hey, Toots, how high does this thing go? They show
it
you
goes
how
all the way to the top.
And they show you their fetishes. They show you why there's people like, hey, John Doe just died. He was a 19-year-old blonde kid from nowhere, Connecticut. And he looked like a certain actor. It's because some councilman, some rich guy paid the top dollar to some producer to do things to a person who will never be missed. Yeah. And that's what these corrupt cops go from corrupt to saying like, this isn't right.
What's the name of this movie?
L.A. Confidential.
Starting
Russell Crowe.
It's a classic. I've seen it. And it does get a little dark.
But on purpose. Yeah. A Guy Ritchie that was a bad guy from Iron Man 3.
Oh, that's
and
right.
House of Cards homeboy. What's his name?
Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Knowing what we know now about Kevin Spacey.
You can see that it was so not much. A movie. It was a documentary.
Oh, Lord.
LA Confidential, great movie. I didn't start the plot. But at the end, I give you a little happiness. You know, our boy Russell Crowe ends up with a baddie of baddies.
My boy Russell Crowe always does.
My boy always does.
Let's see how he fares in Gladiator 2.
He actually has nothing to do with Gladiator 2.
It's about, I heard it was not, about like Hannibal.
Not, he actually, in an interview, bro, it was so funny. He talks about it. He's like, I have not a fucking thing to do with this movie. Mm. And I'm so pissed off. He's like, they should be paying me for how many times I have to ask them questions about this movie that I have no involvement in.
Well, there was a script that was floating around back in the day Scott Ridley was going to bring him back from the dead.
Really?
Yeah. He was going to bring him back from the dead and some kind of reincarnation, and he was going to have fight his way through slavery again.
What?
The real thing. Now the movie now has a whole different plot that doesn't involve
him coming back.
Crow's character, because you know he died.
Yeah. Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Yeah.
Father to murder son.
But there was a script floating around in which like Ridley was gonna bring him back from the dead.
In this life or the next.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was good. You watched it a lot, too many times.
You don't understand.
Dude, right? I watched that when it came out. I remember going to the beauty store back in the day. It was a local beauty store, not Blockbuster or anything. And it was just this beauty store down the road. And we would take movies up to the front counter, the dude on the front counter, and my mom would be like, is this okay for kids? And the dude was like, well, it's not really that he's a nudity. They just slice heads like they slice carrots. And my mom was like, let's watch it. It won Best Picture. You got to watch it.
You got to watch it, bro.
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Speaking of slicing heads.
Sorry, a random anecdote.
No, that was great. I gotta ask.
So much torque that it ripped the chassis out of it when it went off the line.
Damn.
So basically, it exploded, right?
Yeah.
So speaking of exploding, there was a gentleman. Apparently, there's this woman going around,
bro,
talking about.
She's telling everybody, your mama, like
anybody that'll listen,
anybody
that'll listen.
Well, I mean, you think she would be proud of it?
She is proud of
she
it.
She is proud of it.
She's so proud of it that she's
she goes
like,
on any media. But
go ahead and set up. But sometimes we get into like topics and we don't even like
no
set
context.
It up.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about, Mark?
So there's a woman that's been going around on some podcast recently who's been talking about that she had sex with this man and he died. She fucked him to death. Right. This is what happened.
Fucked his way to the coffin.
Fucked his way to the coffin. Yeah.
God, what episode was that?
Jesus Christ.
Shout out to our boy, Popping Seals. Popping Seals.
He was the one that coined that phrase.
He did. He fucked his way.
That man did fuck his way to the coffin,
He fucked his way to the coffin because she
his
was
last
like,
words,
I was,
what were his last words?
His last words were, oh shit, because she was topping him up right before he died.
She was giving him head.
She was giving him head right before he died. And he had, a brain aneurysm, right?
Brain aneurysm.
That's just died.
She was giving him the aneurysm.
Right. She's the cause. Yeah. It wasn't by accident, right? So the boom boom was so fire
that
it blew his mind. The throat Uzi was so good that it literally blew his mind.
How do you do that at the wake?
I wonder if she waited. She waited to tell the story, you know?
Oh, yeah.
She waited a day.
I would have to say
after he was in the ground. Done.
At the wake, I would have been like, my friend had to do something right in his past lifetime to go out like this. Something good happened. Like this man sacrificed himself for a village like 1,000 years ago, went to heaven. He did before the idea of Christ, like he loved his fellow neighbor, like he did everything right. You know, he died. And then I was like, bro, you shouldn't have gone out this way, bro. I'm so sorry, bro. I got you. Hook my boy up, bro.
For me, I'm like, God has like, there are hardworking single dads out there struggling, moms doing their best. They get hit by a fucking drunk driver on the way home. True. They get hit crossing the street. This guy must have did something right.
So good, like 1,000 years ago.
Something right. That guy was like, yo, my boy, in the next life, say less. I got you.
You have such a better death.
Such a better death. You're going to die a hero's death.
What do you mean? Like a samurai? No, not that shit.
Fat booty broad. It's going to be topping you up and you're going to fucking, your head's going to explode. He's going to be like, give me two. And God came down to you, bro, and was like, this is how you're going to go out. Would you ask for more, or would you be like,
what,
no?
What I gotta do? What I gotta do? What I gotta do?
What do I sign?
Who do I save? What fire? What kid? What fire do I walk in? You know, and save children. Like, let me know, bro.
Let me know, bro. Yeah. But yeah. Terrible, so anyway, I figured homeboy has some really good favor in his side, bro. In order to
absolutely, bro.
Like that. But like,
I mean, what do you think? You think she'd be scared to give head to the next guy?
Nah, absolutely not. She's telling everybody about it. She literally sucked the life out of this man, bro.
Bro, she can retire.
Sucked the soul out of this
sucked
man.
Sucked the soul. She's a succubus, bro. She took his life force.
That's
energy.
A $1 billion experience. Like, it's like, hey, it's $1 billion. She charged $1 billion. A billionaire will pay to wire it to damn. Get the one. Look, to get the, look, the they, death-defying look, event, asking, bro. You know?
They'd be like, but can I do it and not die, though? How much would it cost to do it without dying, though?
Yeah, she would just peck it.
Oh, shit.
Terrible,
most uncontrollable.
Terrible.
Most and uncontrollable.
Even then, you're dehydrated, bro. You know?
Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you just... It's like a faucet, like a water hose just everywhere. Just from the kiss.
Damn.
You're coming out looking like Scary Movie 1.
Scary Movie. the first one.
The first one, yeah, bro. We ended up like Scary
Movie. Actually, the second one has some shots like that, too.
It did. Yeah. But let me ask you, though. Would you be okay with going out like that? Like,
absolutely, man. Fact, I mean, so many people die horrible deaths, bro.
I love how you hesitated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you be burned alive, would you drown, or would you die by head?
What do you mean that my head is in like, you cut my head off? No, as in like, they'll blow you. What do you mean blow you? As in, oh! Where's the...
We called that bobbing for apples back in my day.
So wild, man. What, like, if you, knew, what if you knew ahead of time?
Twist, what if you knew ahead
what
of time?
What if you knew ahead of time? So every time you got hit from somebody, you would wonder, is this it?
Is this going to be it?
And if you survive it to the end, it's like, man, it must be better out there.
No, look, I was thinking of this.
Was it what good? If, I didn't die.
What if it's like Final Destination where you see it happen and you see her and it's like you're still tempted to still go?
I know, bro. I know what's going to happen.
Final Destination type stuff.
Yeah, like,
when the door closes and she's stuck in the room with you.
Yeah, and you're like, well.
You try to jump out the window, but the window's locked. Yeah. You try to get up from the bed, but there's a sweater at the on the floor that you slip.
And you like twist your ankle, throw your back out, you can't get up.
And you're all she can do.
Out of nowhere, a Viagra falls down your mouth. You're like, no!
Those Final Destination movies were epic, man. They're making a new one.
Are they really? Yeah.
I hope they put that one. Put the story in there.
I want my
like,
cut.
Like the guy survives all of it, like the entire event, right? He's with his girls. Like, oh, nothing will stop us now. Oh, shit.
No, bro. I think it'd be funny if he was doing that, but it was death. He's fucking death. He's like, got you, huh, bitch? She's like, you got me, daddy. And then fucking,
oh, shit.
The fucking wolf from Blizzard Boots walks in.
It was her. She takes her wig off.
I'm not speaking metaphorically, rhetorically, or in any other way. I'm death. Straight up.
Terrible, guys. Terrible.
That's fucking hilarious. Yeah, no, I ain't gonna lie. I'd go out that way too, bro.
Yeah, man. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I guess. I mean,
even if I knew, I'd have. What's the, I'd have
what's
to
the
see,
next option?
I want to know what the hype is about.
Well, you know, I always said I was gonna die a Fast and Furious death, where I was gonna put like 3 tanks of NOS in the trunk, go into a high speed chase, and then go out in a blaze of blue flames.
Damn, with the nitrous sauces.
Nah, yeah. I prefer the blue.
I get it. That's good. Yeah. That's dope. I saw your visual.
Blowjob sounds way better. Way better. That's my NOS effect right there.
Bro, look, oh, shit. If it was enough to kill me, it's gotta be good.
It's gotta be good.
It's gotta be good.
So much torque, it pulled the chassis of the frame coming off the line.
AKA, that was the meat off my ribs.
So much torque in her throat.
She literally sucked out my insides, bro. It was crazy. Anyway.
Oh, man. I think we're going to wrap that topic up. On that note, we're going to...
I don't like that guy who didn't wrap it.
We're going to wrap that shit up. We're going to make sure not give you a happy ending.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Suki, hang on a minute.
Damn interns.
Okay, we're gonna have to figure something out then.
Yeah, well, until she comes back, she's in a wheelchair right now. Anyway, guys, this is the WBM podcast. It's one of your hosts, it's your boy Merc. Please make sure you guys are following us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, YouTube, all at WBM_podcast.
And this is your boy, XFed. You should already be following us in Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, all that jazz.
And this is your boy, Oski in the Man.
In the mix.
As always, make sure to check out the website, which is going to be somewhere here.
That's right.
WBMpodcast.com. Send your topics to theboys@WBMpodcast.com.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for stopping by, tuning in. We hope you guys enjoyed our first episode, first video episode. And again, guys, we're still audio first, so we'll catch you guys in the next one. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Woo!